All right, we are joined in the media center with Funny Car number one qualifier, Jack Beckman. Jack ran a time of 3 points.
Wait for it, and go.
He ran a time of 3.835 at 331.94 miles per hour during our final qualifying session. Jack, that pass was the ET record here at Las Vegas Motor
Speedway.
Oh, it was.
Excellent. Yes, excellent. It was. I was wondering about that.
And then you also have the, last night you got the mile per hour record.
From ourselves on that
yes,
one, yes.
Yes, correct. So how do you feel about Las Vegas so far?
I just want the trophy now. That will make it a perfect weekend. I don't know that I saw an 83 come in that session, but I think Force's 385 in Q3 was an eye-opener to everybody. The track wasn't good enough to run that quick, but the clocks didn't lie. He ran that quick. So we knew it was going to be a little better. In fact, Jake Sundstrom and I talked about it, analyzed it, took educated guesses on what you might be able to run there. And obviously, Guido and Medlin made perfect calls. We went almost 288 miles an hour to half track, and we had been slow to 60-foot all weekend long. And we were a little soft in the middle of the run. And then it hits us. We're at Vegas, and your weather station doesn't mean anything. You have to give it more of everything here. And once we did that, the thing came back to life.
How will that run from tonight prepare you for tomorrow?
We'll sleep better. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what tomorrow's conditions are going to be like. But one, it's going to give us a better first-round matchup. Two, it's going to give us lane choice. Three, it's going to give us the pair that we'll run in. I will guarantee you we will pick fourth pair. Because that is always a tribute to Eric Medlin, who was number four many years in Nitro Funny Car. And it just gives us a lot more confidence. The car's doing what it's supposed to be doing. Even when we weren't running good for us, our numbers weren't terrible. But we made two runs where it's like, ooh, it's not what we expected it to run. It was slower. So we went back and looked at runs, went back to Vegas data, went back and just beefed everything up in the engine, in the horsepower department. The clutch program was already there, and you see the fruitions. Is fruitions a word? Fruition.
Yeah. Sure.
Whatever.
You.
Fruition.
And it came to fruition.
That too. Fruitions? I don't
know. You, as everybody else, know that there's only a handful of points left in the season. Are you counting those?
Oh, I'll tell you what was huge. In Q3, Force took 3 points for being quick ET. Mm-hmm. He was only 4 points behind us coming in here. If we didn't get Q4, he would have passed us in points based on overall qualifying. We got back that 3, and we'll get another at least 2 for distancing ourselves from him. It's enormous, because at that point it represents a round. If somebody is 1 point behind you, it takes them around. If they're 19 points behind you, it takes around. So that was probably the biggest deal for us, protecting our position. We're not looking over our shoulders because there's a ton of hungry competitors back there. We're looking at Robert Height right now. That car has been great, and that car's not stumbling much. Now, I haven't even looked at the ladder. All we can control is our own destiny until we get to face one of those cars, and we can't look past anybody. You could literally go up there first round and smoke the tires against the number 16 qualifier. And it actually might be a little bit of a deficit for the crew chiefs. If you qualify fifth, you got to race the 12 qualifier. You have to push hard. So you hope you win the race and get lane choice for the next round.
Right.
When you're number one, if you push super hard for lane choice and throw up against the number 16 qualifier, you look like an idiot. But if you play it safe to get the win light and lose lane choice, you might lose the war out there.
Right.
So I think John and Guido are comfortable with the information that we've got here. I think we can push hard first round.
Your last two number one qualifiers, you advanced all the way to the finals. So how does that help your confidence and your mindset?
Now that you said that, Allie, it helps out a bunch. Yeah, I'm not superstitious, because this sport will eat you alive if you are superstitious. It helps everybody's attitude. The crew guys, listen, when we go test, they're so mad if I shut off at half track because the crew chiefs tell me to do that,
right.
Because they don't see a number on the scoreboard. They live for that number on the scoreboard. The crew chiefs, when they tell the car to do something and it goes out and does exactly that, they're way more confident. When I get on that fast horse and get to ride it all the way there, I feel better going into race day. So I think the better predictor of going deep rounds is having a good car, and we saw that the last two times we qualified number one. We just had a good car that was doing what we wanted it to do.
Are you wiping everything out from today mentally now and getting ready for tomorrow?
Oh, hell no. I'm going to enjoy this thoroughly tomorrow morning when I go up on stage and introduce the crew for number one qualifier. No, it's certainly a different mindset for race day, right? I wouldn't have pedaled the car if it did something silly out there. I'll do that tomorrow. So I have to put my race day mental program up for tomorrow, put the qualifying one away. But no, it's this is a sport where things happen so fast, hero to zero to hero again. Sometimes you just got to slow down and enjoy it. I am going to take some hours with the team and help them get the car serviced, which means I pack parachutes. They won't let me touch anything else. And get the car loaded. And it's a pat on the back to all the guys on the crew. No, listen, when they wake up in the morning, they can put their race day hats on. They got the rest of the night to enjoy what they did today.
It's party time, in other words.
I'm not sure if it's party time, yeah. Nobody better be going to downtown and ordering the doubles, yeah.
Thanks, Jack.